I did see at CBSSports.com that they have the preseason CBS Sports 76 college football rankings based on the teams committed to playing right now. Clemson 1, Alabama 2, Oklahoma 3, Georgia, Florida, LSU, Notre Dame at 7, Auburn, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma State make up the preseason top 10. I don't need any text or Twitter comments at Huge Show or The Huge Show on Facebook. Where are the Big Ten teams? A week ago, they said they weren't playing. We won't have any face-to-face learning on The Huge Show. Auburn is 8, Texas A&M 9, like I said, Oklahoma State 10, Texas, North Carolina, Cincinnati, Memphis, Central Florida, Tennessee, Iowa State, Virginia Tech, Louisville, Miami of Florida, Kentucky, Florida State, Baylor, Pitt, and Appalachian State. Yeah, you're right. Appalachian State. Your top 25. Because there's no Big Ten, Pac-12, or Mountain West. How about the state of Ohio today? Their governor announced that fall high school sports, including football, will proceed as planned. We'll move forward. So in the state of Ohio, the Bengals and the Browns are playing in the NFL. They're going through training camps right now. High school football will go on in the state of Ohio, but no The Ohio State University football, or MAC football, if you include Ohio and Miami of Ohio and Toledo and Akron and Kent State. Wow. The Big Ten needs to tell us, did they vote on this? The transparency is so needed from the Big Ten on voting to cancel fall sports, because I still can't wrap my arms around why some of the less risk sports were canceled. I understand the unknown with football. But in the state of Ohio, the high schools are going to play and not The Ohio State University. Is that health and safety? Or is that political? The Big Ten needs to show what the vote was. You've heard from multiple Big Ten administrators that they don't know if there was a vote. And I believe, based on the medical data and science that has transpired in the last 7 days, that the Big Ten presidents, ADs, and coaches should all get together right now and discuss, have things changed in a week that can help us mitigate and navigate the return to play in fall sports, including Big Ten football? Nobody will worry in the public eye or media of egg on your face because you never played a game. You push the season back until the end of September like the SEC. You then review with medical professionals what caused you these medical risks you talked about and what your lawyer said, and you look at the saliva direct test. You look at how many people now are calling out that JAMA cardiology paper that reportedly the Pac-12 showed the Big Ten, and that's what really swayed the presidents. You have time to fix this. Players are still conditioning. You bump your season back by 3 weeks, and there's actually more time to navigate and mitigate when it comes to the return of play. It's the right thing to do. Or if you're not going to do that, be transparent on every single reason why you canceled fall sports.